Wake up, America. It's time to talk about TV dinners on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are one of our regular listeners, thank you. From the bottom of the heart of my heart, not just the heart, bottom of our hearts for being on this journey with us. And if you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. We know that every one of you is busy, crazy, hectic schedules. And so by the mere fact that you are taking time to listen and maybe you're watching us on YouTube, we are ever so grateful to that for that. So thank you very much.
Got your words all mixed up today.
It's spring break. Blah, 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 blah. So welcome again and
to our next Wake Up America podcast.
That's
which,
right.
By the way, we're getting the most hits on these Wake
Are we
Up
really?
America podcasts.
I love it.
Yes, people want to be woken up, apparently. Yeah. And they want to learn about some of these products out there that they're eating every day and
yes.
drinking every day that they didn't realize weren't great.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we're going to try to do more of these because I think that people are really
these are
hungry.
Fun.
For these.
I like that. Yeah.
Right.
So this one truly is even a wake up for us because TV dinners. Okay.
We don't eat TV dinners.
Yeah. But we really didn't know.
Like how bad they
were. How unhealthy that they are for you.
I think we realized they weren't great, but like I think right. once we started researching them, we're just like, wow.
Well, there was a list that we came across that was talking about the 20, they rated 20 different brands, and they started from the worst down to the best. And I think that I'm just surprised that we looked up several of them, but even the ones that are considered the best, okay, which, even looking at the brands, we would think, yeah, those would probably be healthy. Are not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that and tell you why. So TV dinners, I mean, they've been around since
probably the 50s. I don't know. That's when I remember learning about TV dinners right back in the day where
you were not born
came
in
out.
1950s.
No. But I mean, you hear about it, like, you know, in all the TV shows from the 50s, people doing the TV dinners.
The TV dinners. That's right.
When
you
the
know,
TV
the little
came
tray.
Out, you know?
Right.
Yeah, the
exactly.
TV tray came out.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So if you go into the grocery store and you go down to the frozen section, I feel like there's probably like an entire aisle, at least one side of the aisle, that's all TV dinners.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and a lot of people might not, I mean, a lot of people I'm sure eat them for dinner, but where I've seen most people eating them these days is for lunch.
Right.
So
right.
like a lot of our staff buy them and keep them at the office and then they're heating them up at lunchtime, right? Because it's easy, right? You take it with you.
That's right.
You can throw it in the freezer at your work and
then
they have
nuke
a microwave.
It in the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are, if they're not eating them for dinner, they're eating them for lunch.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think like even some of the brands that we looked up have breakfast items.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you could theoretically have a TV dinner for
every meal.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Absolutely.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But here's why you do not want to do that. Okay.
So, well, one other thing I wanted to throw in there, because I do want to ask you why you came up with this topic specifically, because we have so many other Wake Up America, so I do want to hear that. But I did have a conversation with a guy recently who's a longtime patient of ours, and he calls me all the time about getting help with food and stuff. And he has high blood pressure, and he has to stay off of salt, right? Like, and I try to teach him that sea salt is different than regular salt and so on and so forth. But he called me because his blood pressure is not getting any better, and he's trying to, like, eat healthier. And he's telling me, okay, so, like, I'm like, what are you eating? And he's like, well, I'm eating a TV dinner, and I'm here, and I'm eating this dinner. All the prepackaged dinners, you know, where you just put them in the microwave. And I'm like, dude, you got to stop with the dinners because they do have a lot of sodium in them, right? And I said, just look. And he goes in the freezer and he's like, oh my gosh, like I didn't realize. So that's one reason why when you said TV dinners, I was like, yes, let's talk about that. But then talk about why you
Well, for me personally, I it just popped into my head because one of the people that I work with over at the surgical center, I saw her. I came into the lunchroom to see her pull a TV dinner out of the microwave, and it was some sort of a pasta dish, mm-hmm. and it had, you know, I mean, I could tell because there was the pasta, and then you had like all this thick, creamy sauce on it, and
just your facial expression right now.
It just broke my heart. It broke my heart because I love this person so much, and I know that is not the healthiest thing for anyone to be eating. And I just thought to myself, because I know that this person's also been trying to eat healthier, mm-hmm. and I just thought, oh my goodness, you know, I wonder if this person knows how unhealthy what she's getting ready to eat is, mm-hmm. and so yeah, it really tugged at my heart because it's, I mean, I see TV dinners being eaten for lunch by a lot of the staff at the surgical centers, mm-hmm. that I go to all the time. You know, yeah.
Because it's easy.
It's easy, right? Yeah. I mean, and you know, and we've said this before on previous podcasts, that you have to be so intentional about what you're eating, and you have to take the time to prep something for yourself, mm-hmm. you know? And if you're a food prepper, great, you can prep, you know, like for example, if you want to take some vegetables and a thing of hummus, well then, you know, get a bunch of little Tupperware and scoop up some hummus and then have it sitting there in the fridge so every day you've got one ready to go.
Right.
And you know, or peanut butter or almond butter, you know, and you know, you can prep it and have it in little containers. So, but if you don't do that, then yeah, you're going to end up going out to eat, buying, you know, typically fast food because you're hungry, mm-hmm. and your body needs food. And when you're hungry and you have nothing that you've prepped for yourself, at that point of hunger, like I know myself, I'll eat anything.
Yeah, you're willing to make a bad choice.
I'm willing to make a bad choice. Yeah. Okay, so.
Well, and the easiest thing, I mean, and we can get to this too later, but like I always tell patients, like just make yourself a healthy dinner every night. Just one healthy dinner every night, and make enough to have leftovers for the next day for lunch. That's the easiest thing that you can do to have a healthy lunch. Mm-hmm. Because again, lunch is hard, right? You're at work. I mean, you're not gonna be able to make something at work, but you can always warm something up. And so if you make a nice healthy dinner for yourself that you can bring the next day for lunch, then you don't have to buy the TV dinners,
exactly.
Right? So that's another idea. You know, make a big salad, bring part of that for your lunch, make whatever you're making, make extra.
Yeah.
If you're already cooking, just make a little extra and bring it for lunch the next day.
Yeah. And if you lived in my house, then you would know that this woman here is like an amazing cook. And she's actually really good about making enough where there are leftovers. And, you know, even the salad, you know, if there's leftover salad, we put it away. And the next day, you know, we'll take salad.
Yeah.
And like if we had some fish or rice, I mean, it's easy enough to, you know. Oh, and this is a thing to do, okay, is when you're putting the food away,
right,
get your little container that you're going to take for lunch and just make it right there
exactly.
And then.
Like I'll get a container and I'll put a piece of salmon with our black rice or whatever rice
just
we had.
Just get it prepped.
And your whole thing of veggies, right?
Exactly.
Like if I have broccoli, right? So in my one container, I've got my whole lunch that's just going to get flipped into a bowl at the office and I'm going to warm it up. And that's what I'm going to eat, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to relying on something frozen or prepackaged from the store.
Right. So those are just some tips.
Right.
Okay. Prep your stuff. Do your prepping on Sunday and leftovers, put them in a container so that the next morning pull it out, grab it, and you're done.
That's
go on your merry way to work. Okay.
That's
right. So we looked up a few of these brands that we saw on this list of what they consider to be, you know, 20 of the most known brands, okay? And like I said, they started out at the top with what they call the worst and then down to the bottom, which they were considering the best. So by far, the biggest thing that really stood out like Tina already mentioned, was the sodium.
The sodium and sugar.
Yeah. Sodium and sugar. Even in a dish that's not supposed to be sweet.
In a dish that's only like this big.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these TV dinners are not big. You know, it's like a little bowl of food or a little thing of chicken right. with rice. And it's like, how could they even fit that much sodium and sugar it's in that like, amount of food?
Like a big container of salt, of Morton salt.
Yeah.
You know,
just
like.
Poured on top of this stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, like okay. some of these.
So like the worst was Hungry Man.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Hungry Man is the absolute worst. And sure enough, you look it up. There are literally, like, I couldn't even count the number of ingredients. There were over 40 ingredients in a Hungry Man
yeah.
meal. And just junk, just like one item of junk after another.
Right. Sugar, so. Cornstarch, maltodextrin, mm-hmm. Flavorings, natural flavorings, which you've probably heard us say before. Flavorings is code for chemicals.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 50 different things that a food company is allowed to put in the product
exactly.
and not tell you what it is.
Caramel basically. Coloring.
Yeah.
All right. Some of those amazing looking meats. are looking amazing because of the glaze, the caramel
oh, my goodness.
Coloring, sodium phosphate, potassium chloride. But
it's just chemicals.
It's just
chemicals and preservatives
yes.
and sugars and artificial sugars and just literally one bad thing after another,
exactly.
especially in the Hungry Man. Literally over 40 ingredients in a Hungry Man meal. It's incredible, okay? Then the next ones that were kind of all in the same were like the Lean Cuisine, the Healthy Choice, and the Stouffer's,
which is
kind
been
of all
around
in
forever.
The middle.
Yeah.
yeah, in terms of where it fell on the list. But again, a lot of the same stuff.
717 milligrams of sodium.
770.
70. What did I say?
17.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
770
Over
milligrams.
Over 700.
Yeah, milligrams of sodium. I mean,
that's
a lot of sodium.
Sodium.
Yeah.
But just in case you don't know what sodium is, salt.
yeah.
Okay?
And typically, it's not sea salt, right? Some of these meals, I noticed, did have sea salt in them, which
mm-hmm.
is better
yeah.
than just regular salt, okay? Regular salt is the thing I wanted to talk about, too, is... You know, regular salt has been processed, right? And through the processing, everything that's good about salt has been stripped
right.
from that salt, and chemicals are added. And that's what makes us so sick. That's what hurts our heart, is that those chemicals. It's not salt that's hurting the heart. So I try to get people off of white table salt and doing things like sea salt. So that is something to look for in all the products
mm-hmm.
that you buy. Obviously, look at sodium. If it's super high, you want to stay away from it. But if, you know, obviously most products have some form of sodium, make sure it's sea salt. Make sure it's coming from a sea salt, not regular salt.
Right.
Right.
So one of the things I told Tina as we were looking up, you know, these different brands and making these discoveries, one of the things I said, okay, so look, there's going to be some people that are still going to be insistent on getting a TV dinner.
Right.
So let's figure out what would be a healthier version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now on this list, the healthier brands were down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a couple of these brands, which
mm-hmm.
you
know these
which
brands.
We
like
know these brands.
Amy's brand, which we recommend her soups all the time.
Yeah, her cereals,
like mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's.
Right.
Okay.
Trader Joe's, yeah.
So partly...
Typically, they'll have better ingredients, right?
Right?
Or less.
Organic.
Less ingredients.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Organic,
yes,
like
and
more
organic
right. ingredients.
Like Amy's does. Like you'll see everything on Amy's stuff is organic this, organic that, organic this, which is great.
Right.
But it's still organic cornstarch. Like it's still not good for you. Like
yes.
organic cornstarch is still cornstarch.
Right.
Right.
But I was shocked. Actually, we were both shocked at the fact that there is still so much sodium.
And sugar.
And sugar.
One of Amy's things had over 15 grams of sugar in it, which is just incredible.
Yeah. Well, there was one of her things that had have over 900 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sodium.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sodium, a lot of salt.
So the bottom line is, look, if you can, stop eating TV dinners, right? Or
yes.
these frozen meals, frozen dinners. There's really nothing good about them at all. You know, if you absolutely have to, then, you know, look for ones with lower sodium, look for ones with less ingredients,
mm-hmm.
no artificial sugars like maltodextrin or like sucralose or aspartame in them. Watch for the maltodextrin too. That was another main ingredient. Corn starches, most of these are filled with those.
Right.
So just you know, try to, if you can, take 30 minutes every night and make yourself a healthy meal. It does not take long to make yourself a healthy meal. And if you don't have time to make healthy meals during the day, make a huge healthy meal on the weekend and be eating off of it all week. At some point during the week, you have time to be in the kitchen, right? So find when that nugget of time is and make yourself two or three meals at that time that you can put in the refrigerator and break out for yourself to eat during the week. Literally, there's no excuse for not having any time in the kitchen. That's right. We have four kids, three of whom are home, and we're very busy. We're driving around. We've got all different types of sporting events and dance and everything. And we always find time to come home and eat dinner. I mean, sometimes we're eating at 8 o'clock, but I don't care, right? I'd rather do that than be pulling through a McDonald's drive-through, right? Yeah. So find the time to make yourself a healthy meal.
Find that nugget of time.
Find the nugget of time.
The nugget of time. It you know what? In the long run, okay? And don't even think about the money it's going to save you. That's not even the point here. The point is, in the long run, it will serve you better.
Yeah.
You will be healthier. You won't have high blood pressure, okay? So yes, please make that time. Prepping, if you need to, remember the leftovers, okay? Leftovers. Make yourself a little container, and that way you can just grab it in the morning, all right?
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. It was fun, and we look forward to the next one. If you want to connect with us, please find us on our website. If you want to schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult, there is a magenta button on the face, on the main page, homepage of the website, drlizcruz.com. You can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. That can be done from anywhere because it's done over the phone, all right? And it's our gift, our gift to you. If you have not rated our show, please rate us and please give us a 5-star rating because that'll help other people just like you to find us easier. And lastly, if you have not subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe. That way you will never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.